Let's go.
Hey, hey, now welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. It is a new season. It is a new opportunity. It is a new day. There is a new way for you to achieve everything that you want to achieve. The time is now to leave the past behind, to stand strong in the present, and keep marching forward towards your future. I am so excited about everything that we are doing. I'm excited about what's coming. I'm excited about the lessons that I've learned. I'm excited about the lessons that we all have learned. And what I'm saying right now is it is time for you to put your financial empire to get it in order. I have been saying, you know what? You have to spend less money, you have to get more money, and you have to get your money back. And I am so committed right now in this season to making sure everybody knows how to make their money grow. Let me repeat. I am committed to making sure each and every one of you understands how to make your money grow. I have often said money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Let me repeat, money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Think about how hard you are working for your money. Think about how hard you had to work, or think about the work that you wish you could do to get the money that you need to live the life that you see for yourself, that you see for your children, your community, to be able to leave an inheritance to your children's children, to build, to grow, and to expand. Think about the work that it takes. Well, I'm telling you that money will work harder than that because of this thing called compound interest. So I want us to get our pen and paper. I want you to listen closely. I want you to tell everybody right now, go get them, go get your friends, go get your family members. Cause let me tell you something. I know they're begging for money. People are begging for money. People need stuff. They're trying to borrow it. They say they're going to pay it back. They never pay it back, and so on and so forth. And you might be that person. So we want to make sure that you are in the position of power. You see, Ephesians 3:20 says God will bless you exceedingly and abundantly, more than you can ever ask or imagine, according to his power at work in you. See, it's the according to part. It's according to the power. That means you must put the power to work. So I don't care if all you have is $1. I'm going to teach you how to make it grow. If you have $10, I'm going to teach you how to make it grow. If you have $100,000, whatever it is, we want to make sure we can get our money to grow. Because remember this, more money doesn't solve a money problem. One of the reasons why millionaires go bankrupt or billionaires go bankrupt is because instead of the money growing, instead of the money expanding, it starts to shrink. Some say money talks, but I say money walks away from you quietly and you don't know where it went. Remember that? Yeah. So anytime someone is in a position to do something different, to change your mindset, but more importantly, to change your actions, then guess what? You are in a position for greatness. You are in a position where you too can achieve your goals. Let me tell you something. Don't you think for one second that the people who you are watching every single day on social media, on TV, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. I got a whole big TikTok following now, y'all. Okay. I don't know how that happened. 3.6 million views on one of my posts. And all of a sudden I became the TikTok queen. I didn't even want a TikTok. But that's what having a good team is about, because my social media manager, she created a page for me. And then she started putting all the stuff on there, and so on and so forth. But you see all these people, these influencers, you see these actors and actresses and singers and, you know, folks who look like they've made it. And you might think, how did they do it? I wish that was me. I wish I could have the success that other people have. They must have been lucky. And guess what? Some people did walk into wealth, or they walked into opportunity, or they had an opportunity that was laid out for them. You know, I spend time with Jada Pinkett Smith and Will Smith. And yes, their children had an open door because they were born into a family that had already set a foundation. Well, I'm telling you, there was no open door for me. I'm telling you, there was no foundation for me. I'm telling you that there was no open door. There was no foundation for many, many of the people that I know. God had to open those doors for us, but we had to walk through them. And what I'm telling you is this is an open door for you. A new season, a new reason, a new opportunity for you to get it right this time. Get it right this time. It's okay if you've messed up before. It's okay if you didn't do it right. It's okay. You know, I have been in the situation. Have you ever been in this situation where you ask God to bless you? You ask him, you praying for him to get you out of something. It's tax season. A whole lot of people are waiting on that tax refund. A whole lot of people have probably already filed their taxes, waiting on that money because you're saying, I'm going to get this money. I'm going to do something right with it. And I'm going to make sure I never get in that situation again. Have you ever done that? I know I have. Well, guess what? What happens 3 weeks later, 2 months later, 3 months later, whatever it is, people are in a situation, and tax season is all year long. So it doesn't matter what time of year it is, but it's happening all year long where people are trying to get that tax money to get themselves out of a hole only to fall back in the hole. Well, guess what? That doesn't have to be you. That doesn't have to be your situation. This doesn't have to be your story. This doesn't have to be you. Doesn't have to be you, okay? So every single time I would get some extra money and I'd pray that I would never get back in the situation, I'd fall right back in the situation again, but it would be worse. That's because until you learn the lesson, you cannot get the blessing. Until you learn the lesson, you cannot get the blessing. So we are talking about making your money grow because it will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. And I want to share with you just a few things that you may not be aware of. One, if you put your money in the bank, it's only going to earn a rate of return, if you are lucky, somewhere around 1, maybe 2%. That's if you're lucky. Okay. If you put the money into a CD, which means you can't spend it for a year or 3 years or 5 years or whatever length of time. The longer the length of the CD, the higher the interest rate, but you still are earning 3 or 4% at best. Okay. During the previous year, my money earned 82%. Yeah, 82%. So guess what? Everybody's not going to earn 82%. And I did not buy when the pandemic first hit. I did not buy stocks and all of that kind of stuff. I was like, I don't know what's going on. So I'm a little more conservative than many people. But I chose the right investments over time and watched my money go from what number way up to another number. Okay. So you can do it as well, but you must get an education. No one can get this education for you. You have to get this education for yourself. You must make the decision that you are going to put just as much work into making your money grow as you put into trying to heal that relationship or holding on to a relationship that no longer even needs to be intact, or working really hard on somebody's job every day or whatever it is. And I'm not saying that you should not work hard on a job. Absolutely. Be excellent. Colossians 3:23 says, work is if you're working for the Lord and not for men. I'm not saying that perhaps there is not a miracle waiting on that relationship. But what I'm telling you is energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. And just as much energy as you put into a job or a relationship, I want you to put that energy into your future. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. We have the Millionaire Before 30 Club. You can go find out all about it at asklynn.org. Go find out about the Millionaire Before 30 Club. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
A little check to Monday. what you need to do. She is a mortgage guru, no doubt about it, she knows our stuff. Hey, the girl is tough, she's gonna give you the real deal in money, credit and financial security. Buy your book today, no need to wait, live a check to Monday. Hey, live a check to Monday, I live a check to Monday, check to Monday. Are you living check to Monday? Get your copy of check to Monday today. Get your copy of check to Monday today. Get your copy of check to Monday today. Get your copy of check to Monday today.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And so, yes, I'm excited. We are in a new season. There is a new reason. There are new opportunities. And guess what? It is not over until you win, as my big brother Les Brown would say. You cannot fail until you quit, as my big brother Russell Simmons would say. And guess what? You have to speak what you seek until you see what you say. And I said that one. Okay, so we are not going to continue to let money be the thing that holds us back. We are not going to continue to let money be the thing that keeps us from living our dreams, that keeps us from achieving our goals, that keeps us depressed, down and out, beat up, and turned all upside down. We are not going to do it, okay? There's always an opportunity for you to put one foot in front of the other and keep moving towards the dream and the vision that you see for yourself. So let me just say this. So I started the Millionaires Before 30 Club to give our young people an opportunity to get it right the first time. If I knew then what I know now, I know I would already be a billionaire. I already know I would be, right? And there's a recent article that came out. During the pandemic, there were 493 new billionaires made. I've been copying this post. I said, coming out of the pandemic, you will either be a billionaire, or a witness. Are you going to watch it, or are you going to participate in becoming it? And a billionaire may seem like it's a far-stretched number, but really, it's a numbers game. And there are people who understand how to make numbers work for them. Because once, if you have a penny, you get 100 of them, you have a dollar. You get 100 of those, you have $100. You get 100 of those, you have, see, it just keeps going on and on and on and on. So this is about us giving our young people an opportunity. Now, if you're almost 30 and you want to be a millionaire before 30, join the club anyway, because you can be one before you're 40. If you're over 40 and you want to be one by 50, the whole concept is that you can do it if you focus your mind and your energy and your resources on it. It can be done for you. So I want to just give you a couple of different challenges. We're going to talk about a couple of different challenges. And then I want you to go to asklynn.org. And I want you to tell me which challenge you are planning to do. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of challenges. And then I'm going to tell you to go to asklynn.org and then tell me which challenge are you going to do. The first challenge is the $1 challenge. It's the $1 challenge. Okay. I want you to write that down. It's the $1 challenge. Now, let me tell you how this challenge works. You put $1 in the bank in week one. You put $2 in the bank in week two. You put $3 in the bank in week three. This is going to be in a savings account on the other side of town with no debit card attached to it. You cannot transfer the money. You can't. You'd have to go through some stuff to get to the money. Okay. So I have accounts like that. I have accounts that are not connected to my personal checking account that I'm using every day. I have accounts that are not connected to my business account that I'm using for bills and things. I have accounts that are at a whole different bank that I had to set up separately that have no debit card attached to them. And of course, yes, I could get the money if I needed it in an emergency. But the whole idea is it's not going to be a transfer situation. It's not going to be the overdraft account. OK, it's not going to be the account where you pull the money from and if the, you don't even realize it's gone. OK, so week one, $1, week two, $2, week three, $3, week four, $4. And you just keep going. Okay. So every single week, add $1. Just do that. By week 52, you will have placed in week 52, you're going to put $52 in the bank. At the end of the year, you will have $1,378 saved in the bank. Now, here's the deal. If you put that money and keep it in a regular bank, then you'll be lucky if you earn $10 in interest. All right. So I want to teach you what to then do with that $1,378, because if somewhere along the way, once you get $300 and you choose the right investments and then you make that money grow and you keep on adding to it, what's going to start to happen is your money is going to work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. So let me tell you what happens to $1,378 if you were to divide that amount by 12 and act as if you were going to put in an equal amount every single month. Okay. Let me tell you what would happen to that money. Now, once again, if you leave the money in the bank for a year, you'll be lucky if you have $10 in interest. You'll be lucky if that's the case. All right. Because I want you to do the math. I'm going to take $1,378. And if I multiply that times 1%, then I just earn $13.78. That's not a lot, right? So we get discouraged and we don't want to continue and we don't want to move forward. But what if that money was earning 10%? All right. So now you've got $1,378 and it's earning interest at a rate of 10%. You just now earned $137.80. Okay. Not too much, right? That's okay. But what if you chose the right investments and let's say the money was earning 50%, okay? So $1,378 and it was earning 50%. And in just 1 year, now you've earned $689. So you put in $1,378 and you then put that money in the right investments that you choose with a financial advisor. To be clear, I am not a financial advisor. I had all those licenses. I let them go. I am a financial coach. But once you join the Millionaire Before 30 Club and I help you with your mindset and teach you the patterns that you need to teach to become wealthy, then yes, we'll sit you with someone who can help you discover your risk profile, as well as the investments that match your risk profile. Now, I'm going to give you something. I'm telling you the truth. 2 years ago, I just took $10,000 and I put it in an account. And I said, I'm not even going to worry about it. I chose the right mix of investments. It's got some stocks, some bonds. It's got more stocks than bonds. That $10,000 is now $14,700. Can you imagine just putting some money someplace and it grows like that? And that grew just at that pace because I didn't add anything to it. So this is about you getting to the next level. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. We have to take a break. For news, traffic, and weather, go to asklynn.org. Tell me what you're looking for, and I'll give you the answers. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Do you want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. or call 888-LEN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. You know, I have a special guest, a surprise, but she certainly is not a stranger. I've got my sister, my business partner, your legend, our icon, MC Light. MC Light, welcome to the Millionaires Roundtable.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am honored to be here with you.
Yes, God bless yes. you, Lynn. Come on now. So we know this is a new season. It's a new reason. There are new opportunities. We're talking about not quitting. We're talking about keeping it moving. But I'm specifically teaching how to make your money grow. And in the last segment, I just did something very simple, and you've seen me and heard me talk about this before. It's the $1 challenge. The first week you save a dollar, the next week you save $2, the third week you save $3, the fourth week you save $4. At the end of the year, you've got $1,378. But if that money is sitting in a bank, it's only going to earn about 1% interest. If you're lucky, it'll earn $13.78. But if you put that money in the right investment and you learn the rules of the game and play the game by the rules, at 10%, you just earn $137. At 50%, you've earned $689. And so I want people to understand that money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. And I think a lot of times people see people like you, Light, or me, and they think we're lucky and we just made it. But Light wasn't born rich, right? So what can you share with our listeners about being just sticking to the process?
Oh, goodness. Well, you got to be steadfast. And I would say, you know, for me, it was a lot about keeping up with the Joneses when I was coming up. So it was really difficult for me to save any money in my 20s. In my teens and in my 20s, it just was, oh, I'll make some more, I'll make some more, I'll make some more. And the truth is, there's no way to look at yourself as a business and as a responsible person within your household, whether you're, you know, taking care of kids, taking care of your wife, or taking care of your husband, your parents. You know, you and I both talk about how we kind of sit in the middle now. So we're taking care of parents and we're taking care of children. And so it's
wait, what children are you taking care of?
Your children are my nieces.
I'm like, yeah, I say that because I got kids, you know, and I got clients who act like kids. I ain't talking about nobody here on the phone right now. But, okay, you're right. You've got nieces. You've got godchildren. I got you. I got you. Keep going.
Yeah, it's just a space where you have to understand your level of responsibility and accountability. And that alone for me helps me to keep on the mission, helps me to keep focused enough to keep moving towards what it takes to actually have my money work for me as opposed to me working for it.
Well, 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 you all have heard it from the legend, and we all are in this boat together. We are all moving towards the goal to be better, to expand, to grow. And, you know, interestingly enough, you know, so I've got a couple of things. And then I know you have to go, Light, because you've got all the business that we take care of on Mondays, because I don't work Mondays. I don't work Thursday because it's Friday Eve. I don't work Friday because it's Friday. Saturday and Sunday is the weekend. And Monday I need to recover from all of the not working. Yeah, but guess who I show up for every day? I show up for my listeners here on WVON and the Millionaires Roundtable. But I know that you have to go, but we've been talking about buying a place or getting a place in Bali. And I am ready for that step. I'm ready for all of it. And it's not just about, oh, I have this extravagant place to go. You know, I have some concerns about the country that we live in, and I want some options if I need to go stay somewhere for a season, or if I want to go vacation, or if I want to turn that place into a vacation spot for other people, and so on and so forth. So it's not about having money just so you can go spend it wildly. I don't have a bunch of cars. I don't have a bunch of clothes. I don't have a bunch of that. But it's to be able to make the decisions in your life. You got maybe 60 seconds left. You got anything else to tell us before you go?
Well, I just want to say to everyone, lead with love. And that's not only how you deal with others, but also how you deal with yourself. Self-love is extremely important, and you've got to fill yourself with positive thoughts all of the time. There is no opportunity that should be given at all to anything negative said to you, or anything negative that you have going on in your own mind. Get free, get clear, cling to God, and keep it moving.
Come on now. Thank you so much, Light. Thank you so much. Always good to have you here. Y'all know we are doing this thing. We are making it go. We are making it glow, and we are making it grow. All right. We're making it go. We're making it glow, which means we're going to put it up in the light where God can shine on it. And then we're going to make it grow. All right. So I talked to you about the $1 challenge. Okay. That was the $1 challenge. I want you to go to askland.org and tell me which challenge you are going to follow. So the $1 challenge is $1 in week one, $2 in week two, and you can start anytime. It doesn't have to be at the beginning of the year, or the beginning of the month, or the beginning of the season, or anything. It's whenever you start. Okay. So this is, we're talking to you at any particular time of the year, wherever you are, you can start this challenge and make this your week one. Okay. Now here's the $2 challenge. Here's the $2 challenge. All right. The $2 challenge says in week one, you will save $2. Then you're going to keep on adding $2 every week. Okay. The $1 challenge, you add $1 each week. In the $2 challenge, you add $2 each week. Okay. So week one, you're going to save $2. Week two, you're going to save $4. Week three, you're going to save $6. Week four, you're going to save $8. Okay. You're just going to add $2 every single week. At the end of the year, you will have $2,756. That's a lot of money. Most people do not have $2,500 in an emergency fund. I think the number is somewhere more than 70% do not have more than $2,500 in an emergency fund. And I think it's even less than, I think it's $1,000. So now you've got $2,756. Now, if you put that money in a bank account and you leave it in a regular savings account, you're lucky if you're going to earn $27.56, 1%. You're lucky if you earn that. If you learn how to make your money grow and you are earning a moderate amount, then you will earn at 10%, you will earn $275.60. Okay? So put in a bank account, you'll earn $27.56. Put it in a moderately, just, you know, it's not really doing too much, but it's 10%. You've selected some funds and so on and so forth. $275.60. But if you take that same money and you learn how to make your money grow, and you are putting it in the right investments, and you know what you're doing, and you're putting money in consistently, and you're watching the market and so on and so forth, and you have proper training, then if it's earning 50%, then you will earn another $1,378 on top of the $2,756 that you just saved. So now you've got not just the $2,756, you've got $2,756 plus $1,378. You now have a lot of money. Okay. You've got $1,378. I'm actually adding it up. You've got $4,134 right there. Okay. So your $2,700 just turned into $4,000 because you took the time. You gave it your energy. You put it in the proper resource. You put it in the proper fund. You did your risk profile. You understand that I'm conservative, or I'm moderate, or I'm moderately aggressive, or I'm aggressive. And then what starts to happen with your earnings? So now the money that you made can now go make some more money. The money that you just made can now be the money that you use for the down payment on your investment property. The money that you just made can now be leveraged to do other things because the money wants to go out and work for you. But you must respect it. You must respect it. And respect starts with understanding. If you're in a relationship with someone and you're in it and things are going well, it's because there's mutual respect and understanding. My husband understands how crazy I can be. And so he says, okay, I'm just going to go over here and so on and so forth. I understand that sometimes my husband is like, what is going on up there? Like, what just happened? Like, you just skipped 15,000 steps. Okay. But because I understand it, I respect him, then we're able to maintain our relationship. Your money is the same way. You must understand it in order to respect it. And if you respect your money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Go to asklynn.org. Tell me what it is that you're looking for, or tell me what your challenge is, and go check out the Millionaire Before 30 Club. Now, some of you really want to grow, so you'll join the Entrepreneurs Academy. But get on over there. We have to take a break for traffic and weather. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Lynn Richardson is a celebrity financial coach and founder of the 700 Credit Club. Lynn wants to talk to you about one of the biggest issues that can separate you from your financial freedom, and that's your credit score. Lynn overcame two bankruptcies and foreclosure, but with this plan, her score is now over 700, and she's inviting you to join the 700 Credit Club today. Here, you'll learn to build your credit and have the financial freedom you dreamed of. For more information about the 700 Credit Club, please visit LynnRichardson.com.
Hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. And yes, I literally mean one dime at a time. If you don't have a dollar to save, then start with 10 cents. If you don't have 10 cents, start with a penny. Just start. Do not discount the power of starting. I keep telling you all the time, I want you to move forward because you will collide into your dreams. You will collide into your goals. You will collide into what it is that you see for yourself. You simply have to stay on the path. Just get on the path. Think nothing about what you don't have. Thank God for what you do have and do something with that. Do the best you can where you are with what you have right now. That's what you do. Okay. So we had the $1 challenge where you're going to save a dollar in week one. You're going to add a dollar each week. We had the $2 challenge where you're going to save $2 in week one, and then you're going to add two more dollars each week. Okay. So week one, $2, week two, $4, week three, $6, just add $2. Here's the $4 challenge. Okay. This is the $4 challenge. In week one, you're going to save $4. In week two, you're going to save $8. In week three, you're going to save $12. You're going to add $4 each week. At the end of the year, in 52 weeks, you will have $5,500, $5,512. Okay. You'll have $5,512. $5,512. Okay. This is what's going to happen to that money. If you are lucky, and if you have your money sitting in a bank, you'll earn $55.12 in interest at about 1%. Now I'm just giving estimates. Okay. If you put it into a fund that is growing at a more rapid pace, a mutual fund, okay, and I'm teaching you how to choose the right mutual funds. You choose the mutual funds based on the stocks that are in them and their performance in the market.
And you're going to learn how to do that. Okay. It's actually very easy. Anybody can learn. Right now, I'm teaching my young children. I'm teaching my mother and father. I'm teaching everybody how to do this. So at 10%, you'll earn $551.20. Okay. But at 50% interest, if you were lucky enough or wise enough, or you were moving things around enough and you were in the market at the right time. Now, this is not everybody, but this is an example, because remember, my money earned 82%. On average, it earns somewhere around 40%, 30% or whatever. But sometimes it's higher. Sometimes it'll earn 150%. Sometimes it's earning 200%. I have some investments that I purchase that have increased at 1,000%. Okay. So 80% is a good average return given all of the returns that I have in my different funds. So at 50%, that $5,512 just earned $2,756 on its own without you doing anything else to it. So you put away $5,512, but now you go look in the bank and you see that your $5,512 has now grown by $2,756, right? So add $2,756 to it. And you have now you now have in the bank $8,268. Can you imagine putting $5,000 in the bank and coming back and it's $8,000? Now, this is not going to happen to everybody, and this is not going to happen every single year. Some years are better than others, but the whole idea is to get your money working for you, because money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. Let me repeat, money will work harder for you than you can ever, ever, ever work for it. All right. So I want you to go to askglenn.org. I want you to tell me what challenge you are doing. I've got one more challenge for you. I've got the $6 challenge. The $6 challenge means the first week you put in $6. The next week you put in $12. The next week you put in $18. The next week you put in $24. You add $6 each week. At the end of the year, you'll have $8,268. And at the end of the year, if your money is in a bank, you'll earn about $82 in interest. But if you put that money in a different kind of a fund, that money will earn $826.80. But if you put that money in yet a different account, then that money will grow by 50% or more or less, or give or take. I'm giving you what is possible, right? It's not going to happen for everybody. Okay. So that $8,000 may grow by another $4,000. So that means the money that you worked for, the $8,000 you put in, is now $12,000 if it's earning 50% interest, roughly. Okay, this is an estimate, all right? So I want you to believe in yourself. I want you to know money will work harder for you than you can work for it. I want you to take every single extra dime that you have, every single extra dime, extra penny, extra everything that you have, and I want you to join the challenge. Go to askglenn.org. Go check out the Millionaires Before 30 Club. If you're already 30, it's okay. You'll get it by 40. If you're already 40, you'll get it by 50. Or join the Entrepreneurs Academy, and let's go. Let's win. God bless you. I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye. You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at AskLynn.org, because I want to help you take it to the next level. And guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.